This is Ozarks at Large, and it is a busy week for news. June's supposed to be quiet. That's not the case, especially today. Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and more for the entire KUAF listening area, with me on the phone from his office. Michael, am I right in my assessment that this is a busy Thursday?
Yes, and you're right. I hadn't thought about it until you mentioned, but June has been busy, and it typically is slow. People take off and get their vacations out of the way, but not so far this month.
Let's start with news from Arkansas Best.
Right. Not that big of a surprise. We'd reported on it several weeks ago, the rumors, but no longer a rumor. $180 million deal, Arkansas Best, based here in Fort Smith, is buying Panther Expedited Services. It's a company, entirely logistics company, transportation logistics. They get goods from one point to the next, but they don't own the equipment. They just broker the different types of transportation, whether it's rail, truck, shipping, air, to get, and it's a very broad service. They can get stuff to your door, small items to your door, or, you know, large shipments to a warehouse. So, and it's, you know, it's something that Arkansas Best and any less than truckload carrier or carrier really has to do. The transportation sector is evolving to where you really have to provide almost a one-stop shopping. I know that's old and cliched, but one-stop shopping to as many customers as you can. You don't need to be handing them off to different folks to get their goods shipped. You want to be able to deal with them from point A to point B. And so that's what Arkansas Best is doing with this company. You know, and we've seen that, you know, J.B. Hunt there in Lowell was one of the leaders many years ago. They got into the logistics business when they were logistics when logistics wasn't cool. So they led that. But Arkansas Best is doing this. They're financing it with a $100 million loan and then paying $80 million in cash. We'll see how this helps going forward. You know, Arkansas Best has really struggled to come out of this freight recession, and their shares are at a 52-week low now, and I think they traded even below that to open this morning. So we'll see what the market thinks of this, and then going forward, we'll see how it transfers to the bottom line. Arkansas Best says that this should begin boosting their earnings as early as the third quarter of this year.
Does this mean new jobs for Fort Smith?
Unfortunately, no. They've said they're going to leave the management team and everything intact in Ohio. The company's based in Seville, Ohio. They're going to leave it there. No.
Okay.
Short answer, no. The fat answer is no, I guess.
There are some jobs, though, new jobs because of Golden Living and moving some IT jobs to Fort Smith.
Right.
Or adding, I guess.
Yeah, adding jobs. And this is one of those things where it's not a lot. It's 12 jobs. Now, that's not a lot. But this company, Golden Living, employs roughly 42,000 people company-wide. And, you know, they moved their corporate headquarters and moved their corporate execs and the corporate headquarters staff to Dallas about a year ago. But they've left this administrative service center here in Fort Smith, employees around 800, maybe 900. But there's a little bit of security. If you're consolidating operations at a facility, moving them from other places to one facility, that provides some security. So, you know, in the Fort Smith region, stability of companies has been one of those areas of uncertainty. Hopefully this Golden Living provides some certainty to their employment base in Fort Smith.
News from the banking sector in Northwest Arkansas, modest but improving numbers.
Right, and, you know, this is our Compass report recently that we put out. You know, our economist Jeff Collins said that he's beginning to see the debris from the home sector implosion is beginning to be removed. It's beginning to not be an anchor on the Northwest Arkansas regional economy. And I think that's what we're seeing with these banking numbers in Northwest Arkansas. The banks are finally getting all of that bad debt, those old home loans, subdivision loans, off their books, making their capital ratios look better. And they're not having to push as much money out to cover those future loan losses. And we're seeing a little bit of that in the Fort Smith area also, but between what we're seeing in home sales in Northwest Arkansas, home starts in Northwest Arkansas, and now these bank numbers, I don't want to say that the that home sector issue is completely clear now, but it's getting there.
All of these numbers just seem that things just remain tenuous, that it doesn't take much more than a light breeze to move the needle one way or the other.
Well, you know, and that's true. And just this morning, as we're talking, the jobless claims, the unemployment claims nationwide, inched up above estimates. And so we're seeing some real issues, and that talk of are we entering another recession has emerged again at the national level. GDP numbers have been revised downward. The jobless numbers continue to go in the wrong direction. This is nationwide. And, you know, it's at some point, even the Northwest Arkansas regional economy, which is really white hot compared to most other metro areas around the country, we'll see what kind of impact that has. But especially for the Fort Smith area, it can't be good.
Finally, yesterday, Roby Bronk from Talk Business and I talked about what to expect in the rest of the 2012 election. And just, you know, moments after we were done with our conversation, the 2014 election took the headlines with Attorney General Dustin McDaniel.
So you want us to talk about the 2016 election today?
Somebody somewhere is probably already talking about 2016.
Right. Yes, Dustin McDaniel, it's no surprise, Arkansas's Attorney General. I think he's been campaigning for governor. He started campaigning for governor when he began campaigning for attorney general.
Well, and that is not unusual in Arkansas. Mike Beebe, Bill Clinton.
No, Bill, that's right. That's been the door to the governor's office. And so he's going to run for that. Now, his path to the governor's office was made somewhat easier when Mike Ross, Congressman Ross, decided not to run for governor. You know, Ross had said he wasn't going to run for re-election to the 4th District. And everyone just assumed, and Ross had even made feelers toward running for the governor's office, but decided not to. So I'm not going to say it's wide open for McDaniel, but he is definitely the front runner. Bill Halter put out a somewhat of a testy statement saying that, you know, this is way too early to be announcing that you're running for governor, which indicates that Halter is seriously considering it.
Right.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but I can kind of figure that out. But so Halter could be in it, John Burkhalter on the Democratic side. On the Republican side, it's mentioned that Congressman Womack has been interested. I don't know. I think every time I talk to him, he really enjoys what he's doing in Congress. I would be surprised if he'd make that move.
That said, we still have 140-plus days before we even have the 2012 election.
Right. And just once again to stress, I think this 2012 election, at the CityWire, we're closely watching the legislative elections. This is, I think we're going to look back and see that this was a very interesting year historically for Arkansas. Not only are all the seats, House and Senate seats, up for re-election because of redistricting the census, but this could be the first year since after the Civil War that the Republicans have any type of majority in one or both houses. Interesting.
Even if the Republican Party does not gain one or both chambers, it's still going to be very, very split. And that will make Governor Beebe's last 2 years very interesting.
Right. And we saw the first signs of that in this recent fiscal session because there were 55 Democrats and 45 Republicans in the House. Now, we didn't see so much in the Senate. The Senate rocked along pretty smooth. But we saw some early signs that typically that partisanship we see in D.C., we saw some elements, not near to that nuttiness, but we saw some of those elements in Little Rock.
Plenty to watch as the summer unfolds. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area. Michael, thank you very much.
All right. Always good talking to you.